السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الإسلام والجنس، اللقاء الثاني تحت عنوان الشهوة الجنسية. I welcome all of you brothers and sisters here at Arabic Masjid and at Sunnah followers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your efforts and make you from those people who are keen to seek knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is our second meeting under the title Sex in Islam, and if we get to it, we will be talking about the sexual lust, as I will be talking a little bit more introduction for the topic as things evolve between last week and this week. We have mentioned last week that women are the most beautiful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Unanimously, we agreed on that. Any disagreements? No disagreement, so we're still affirmed on that, alhamdulillah. We said that women in Jannah are more or better in beauty, in status, and everything than the Hur al-Ain that everyone desires. Because women, for their righteousness, for the strive that they have made to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have deserved that status. So anyone who has his mind set on the Hur al-Ain for getting his wife, he needs to recalculate his stand. We said that also a person, when he leaves something he loves, he definitely leaves it for something else that he loves more and values more. And for that reason we said Qiyamul Layl is very valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everybody likes to sleep, especially the early times in the morning. People who do Qiyam, they leave that thing they love for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added to that, if the person has a beautiful wife, that makes it even harder. In fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I mentioned last time without the proof, here is the proof. ثَلَاثَةٌ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَضْحَكُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُ بِهِمْ وَمِنْهُمْ الَّذِي لَهُمْ رَأَةً حَسْنَاء وَفِرَاشٌ لَيِّنْ حَسَنْ فَيَقُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يذر شهوته فيذكرني ويناجيني ولو شاء رقد. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that three people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them and he smiles to them and he is looking forward to see them the day of judgment, referring a person, one of those three, the person who is married to a beautiful woman and he has a good bed. Most of the people here nowadays, you have what kind of bed? Water bed? Or orthopedic? Because everybody is either broken or too old or... Good bed, beautiful wife, you leave that to do Qiyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiles for you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Why? Because he said he leaves his lust, desire for his wife, and desire for the sleep, and he leaves the comfortable, nice bed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means he has immense love for those two, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more. We will get to that when we talk about the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith that he mentioned that perfume and women were the things that he loved the most in this dunya from the things that we love. We will talk inshallah about that hadith and elaborate on it and explain inshallah. Tayyib. And we said also there are four things that are never satisfied from four things. And we mentioned that a female from a male and a male from a female. Meaning that no male would wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created a female or females. And the other way is also applicable. No female would wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created males. And one of the brothers asked a question just before we finished. If you want to get married to a second one, I think the brother is Abdullah, right? Right. The easiest way to do that, yeah, brother Abdullah, is to make your wife really hate you. That's number one. And the way you do it, keep talking about it. Morning, evening, anytime, say, I want to get married, I want to get married, until she really hates you. At that time, she will definitely lead you to the second marriage. Because she wants to establish the proof on you and then take you to jail. As you know, it's illegal in here to do. So this is my advice to you. If you want to do that, this is what you do to your wife, and don't call me from jail, call someone else. Brothers and sisters, we said that men compete with women, not complete women, right? Not a single brain awake. We said they don't compete, they complete. Men complete women, not compete with women. I'm going to show you stories. You know, stories usually wake people up. Well, there's a story that a man, his friend came to him frowning, huffing and puffing, and it's like fire coming out of his mouth. And he was saying, he came to his friend in this situation. His friend said, Khair inshallah, what's going on? He told him, I wish that I never got married. Then I would have been really at rest. So he told him, what is bothering you in marriage? He said, who else? Her. Referring to his wife. So he told him, so you mean your wife? And he said, yes, my wife. And he said, well, what are you complaining about her? He said, why don't you ask me in a better way? Say, what is there that you don't complain about her? He said, are you trying to say that nothing pleases you from your wife, or the things that displease you more than the things that that pleases you? He nodded his head several times, agreeing with him. So he said, maybe you're complaining because she doesn't follow you or listen to you. He looked at him in the eye and he said, exactly. Then he added, maybe she cries too much when you argue with her and the argument gets heated up. So he was more amazed and he was nodding his head, yes, yes. So he continued asking him and he said, maybe she's too stubborn. And he was more amazed and he said, you look like you live with us. So he continued, and maybe she started to go backward from the time that she was caring for you, the beginning of the marriage. And he said, did anybody tell you about our problem? And he said, well, maybe she is starting to do that after she started to have children, or after she had children. And he said, man, you know everything about my life. He said, well, take it easy and listen to me. So he relaxed a little bit. So he went, he said, listen to this. When you buy some electrical appliance, how do you use it? So he told him, according to the instruction. He said, where do you find those instructions? He said, it comes with the appliance. He said, great. So let us assume this. If you buy an appliance that works on 120 volts. And then the person who bought it, he put it in a plug that is 240 volts. He interrupted him and he said, you burned the appliance. He said, okay, let's suppose that a person is entering a race. He's got a car that goes maximum to 180 miles an hour. And you have other cars that go up to 300. So he immediately interrupted him and he said, he would never win. He said, well, maybe the guy will tell you I will floor it. I will step on that gas accelerator and just all the way to the floor. He said, it's not going to benefit him. It's not going to go more than 180. He told him why. He said, because this is how they made it. This is how they manufactured it. So he told him, and this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman. He said, I don't understand. What do you mean? He said, if you look at the thing that you don't like about your wife, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her. And if you have read about that woman from the instruction that came with it, you would not be asking her for things that you ask from a man. You would ask the same thing that you ask from a woman. He said, which book that you are talking about? So he told him, didn't you read the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Istawsu bin nisa'i khayran fa inna al-mar'a khuliqat min dhil'in a'waj wa inna a'waj shay'in fi dhil'i a'lah in dhahabta tuqimahu kasartahu wa in taraktahu lam yazal a'waj fastawsu bin nisa'i khayran. Didn't you hear this hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be kind with women, take care of women. That's among the last advices that Prophet Muhammad said to us. And he said, because they are created from a curved rib. And he said, and the most curved thing in that rib is the upper part of it. If you want to straighten it, it will break. And if you leave it, it's still curved or bent. So take care of women. He said, yes, I read that. And he said, well, allow me to do or to say the following. What you are asking from your wife is the same thing that a person who's driving the car asking from the car that drives 180 to drive 300. So he said, are you trying to say that my wife will not respond to me like the car will not respond to the person who is trying to go faster? He said, almost, but not quite. He said, what do you mean by almost? He said, look at the hadith. Crookedness, even though this is not an appropriate word, but the bent part in the rib, which is from where the woman is created, if you want to straighten it, it will break. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. So he interrupted him and he said, are you trying to say like the electric appliances, when you put it in 240 instead of 120, it burns it? He said, exactly. So he said, look at the qualities that you would be missing in the capabilities of the woman. So he told him, basically the man said, so the woman is not good. She is not perfect. She is not good because of that defect. He told him, well, you have some deficiency from one aspect and plenty of goodness in another aspect. The opposite side, deficiency in the man from one aspect and different or better abilities and capabilities from the other side. So they complete each other. So he said, I don't understand, explain that to me. He said, let's go back to the hadith and imagine. I'm going to ask you a question. When a woman wants to breastfeed her child, she does that when she is standing, right? When she wants to dress him up, she dresses him up when she is standing erect. And when she wants to hold him to her chest, she holds him when she is standing erect. True? True? I'm asking you. Sometimes. Brother, you can always imagine. I mean, you've seen some woman dressing a child. I'm sure you have wives, right? No. The answer is no. He said, this would be very hard to do. She has to bend to do that. So, he said, any of those acts, a woman has to bend herself to do that. And this explains the secret behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or may explain the secret behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her from a bent curve. Now we said, when we talked about the Jannah, we said another thing, that He created her subhanahu wa ta'ala from the left side, which means this is where the heart is, which means that is where the love and the affection and the compassion is, and that's why women have more compassion. So this explains it. So he told him, okay, this is one. What is the second one? He said, all the words that holds the meaning in the Arabic language of crookedness has the meaning of affection. If you look, all the words, different words in Arabic that means crooked or it means bent, it really means, the meaning of it is affection and compassion. For instance, the origin of the word atifa, which is affection, is atafa, and ishtaqqat min kalimat al-mun'ataf wa huwa al-munhana. This is taken from the curve. A word in Arabic means curve, when you, like, you're driving and you're going around a curve. And also from ata'if. Ata'if is the plural of a bow, kaus, and the bow and the kaus is bent. And then he said, الحنان هو العطف ويحمل العوج تقول العرب إن حن العود أي انعطف. When you bend the bow, it means it curved, and that is in عطاف. In the hadith, there was a hadith that it says, لم يحن أحد منا ظهره. None of us bent his back, and that is the word يحن. Also الأحدب, the person who slouched his back, you call him Ahdab in Arabic. And in the Arabic language, hadaba fulan ala fulan ay atafa fulan ala fulan. When you say a person slouch another person, that means he had some mercy for him. This is like you bending yourself to help someone or to hold someone, and that is the same meaning. It has the affection. So finally he said, also اعوجاج يعني مائل. Crooked, it means bent. And when you say bent in the Arabic language, it is used when you want to take measures in your hand. If you want to take measures of wheat or corn or anything, how do? You bend yourself and you take those measures. And that is bending. And at the same time, it means hanan. So he said, Jazakallahu khayr. So what would we say? Allahumma barik fil mar'a ma arwa'ha min makhluq. So if you take this and you understand this hadith, where everyone misunderstands that and talks about crookedness as something bad in women, in reality it is full of love and affection, created from the left where the heart is. And every word that refers to crookedness or bent and such, it means atif, affection and love. And that's what women are. Many of us, brothers and sisters, from those people who spoken to me between last week and this week, got the opportunity, whether by email or in person, we're happy that we are talking about this series. But there are some people, always you have some people, from those people who don't understand the reality of the practical life that people live in, or people who don't understand the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, or the indirect meaning or the implicit meaning of the ayat and the hadith, or from those people who have traditions and customs that they lived with, they would give it precedence over the Quran and the Sunnah. They see that talking about that may be something inappropriate, or maybe something that we should not talk about. Well, what do I say when it comes to something like that? I say, between me and you, the proof. Anytime you want to talk about something, good or not good, supported with a proof. Now, Islam is the religion of fitrah. We all agree on that. Fitrah, the original creation. Islam is perfect from all aspects. Islam is very practical. Islam did not ignore or forget or left out any branch in life of the human being, especially the side or the part that talks about sex. Reason. Many people think that this part is far away from religion, and religion will not talk about it. In fact, some people imagine that Islam looks at sex as if it is an impure thing from the act of the shaitan, or Islam looked at sex as from an angle of rahbaniya. In rahbaniya is a person who seclude himself in a hut like monks and don't marry women, don't deal with any life. Some people look at it as Islam dealt with it like that. Would any person in the right mind think for a second that this beautiful religion spoke about every aspect of the life of the human being, especially when we're talking here, we're talking to Muslim, and forgot or ignored to talk about one of the best pleasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the man and in the woman, a pleasure or lust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put and set rules for it to make sure that it has been fulfilled in the right way? In fact, this is the only thing that you get in Jannah, is the sexual, is the lust or the pleasure that you get out of sex in Jannah when you deal with, when you talk about wives and hur al-ayn and such. There are no children, there are nothing except this is the feeling. So to be ignorant of such a topic that Islam talked about in depth, and something that really make a major disattraction between the husband and the wife when you are ignorant of it, this is something that you definitely need to know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talked about marriage, He talked about what? Establishing love and harmony between the husband and the wife, and forbade and warned about everything that may break that relationship between the husband and the wife. Listen to Catherine Davis. She is a secretary for Social Health Services. She said, أهم أسباب الطلاق في أمريكا عدم التوافق الجنسي بين الأزواج. One of the major reasons for divorce in America is for men and women are not compatible when it comes to sexual relationships. Another person, Paul Bobino, principal of the Family Connection Institute in Los Angeles. He said, thousands of marriages, he made a research and he said on thousands of marriages, and he said four reasons that lead to breaking the marriage, and one of those, sexual incompatibility. Now, okay, this is one reason. Of course you have differences and you have cash and you have things like that, but this is on top of the list that he came with. Now you could say, well, we're talking about non-Muslim and we're talking about different things. Well, I tell you what, you will be surprised how many divorces, Muslim divorces, rather, if not divorce, major problems because of the same thing. And this is because of the ignorance of the husband and the wife for relationship, sexual relationship, and how to deal with it. Now, there's no doubt that this relationship is among the greatest things that make marriage successful or unsuccessful. So a man and the woman, the husband and the wife, have to understand it in order for them to please one another and to continue that love and affection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for the marriage to be. You will see, inshallah, that Islam cares so much for that. Put rules, fundamentals, principles for this to make sure that it is there and to keep it there and to keep it strong. And he put also rules and principles and conditions and thing and such, so it will prevent anything that can disrupt that beautiful relationship between the husband and the wife. And of course, this is without repression, suppression, or digression. Without repression, suppression, or digression. Anyone understood what I said? Bidun ghulu wala kabt wala inhiraf. You don't want to exaggerate things, and you don't want to kill things, and you don't want to deviate with things. No repression or suppression or digression. Sufficient for us to know the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ. Companions asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the period, the menses. What do you think they're asking about it? What concerns them in that? What else except sexual relationships? This is a question. They ask you about the mahir. Immediately the answer came, understanding and knowing what they mean by it. Kul huwa adha. Stay away, because this is impure, impurity. Stay away of doing what's in your mind, because this is adha. فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيطِ. And do not come close to them, sexual relationship, حَتَّى يَطْهُرُ. فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرُ. When they're pure, then it is all yours. So this is something that very clear. The companions asked directly Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this relationship. Can we do it during the menses, basically? So where is, how much proof a person can need more than that? لم يرى العلماء أي بأس بالكلام عن هذا الموضوع. كتب الفقه, كتب الحديث, كل الكتب حتى التفسير يعني حافلة في الكلام عن العلاقة الجنسية بين الزوج والزوجة. You read in the tafsir, you read in the fiqh, jurisprudence, in the rulings, you read in the hadith. It's all over. A hadith and talks and explanation and everything about relationship between husband and wife. Also, it became very common that this saying, لا حياء في الدين, it is actually لا حياء في العلم. لا حياء في الدين, there is no shyness in religion. Meaning, no shyness when it comes to learning your religion. This has become very common. It is actually no shyness. The hadith is no shyness in seeking religion. Yani, if you want to know something that people shy away from, you should not shy if it relates to your religion, because you want to fulfill your religion in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can you be shy from that? This is called dislike shyness. I'm gonna tell you this hadith to show you what shyness and what not shyness, and proofs referring to that. Sulaym, one of the companions, came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, هل على المرأة غسل إذا احتلمت. He came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, does a woman have to perform ghusl if she had a wet dream? A woman came to ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the presence of other women, and there was also men. She asked him that question. And look at the answer of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نعم إذا رأت الماء. Yes, if she had seen fluid discharge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, what kind of question is that? Aren't you embarrassed to ask in the front of everybody? Can't you wait and ask someone else? Straightforward. She asked the question, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her the answer. Let me give you the hadith completely and just to give you a picture of how it went and what events took place in that and who was present. Al-Hadith, Salama, the wife of Prophet Muhammad said, Salim, Sulaim, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Ya Rasulullah, Inna Allah la yastahyi min al-haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shy from saying the truth. Because when we talk about shyness, we're talking about shari'i shyness. And this is all good. She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't shy from the truth. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth and wants the truth and calls for the truth. And here is my question. هل على المرأة غسل إذا احتلمت? If a woman had a wet dream, does she have to make غسل? In a different narration, if the woman dreamt that she has a sexual relationship with her husband, and she does she have to make a غسل? Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, نعم إذا رأت الماء. Yes, if she saw the fluid discharge. In a different narration, إذا رأت إحداكن الماء كما يراه الرجل. If one of you sees the fluid discharge like the man sees it. This is another way. And in a different narration also, she said, يا رسول الله وهل للمرء ماء? She said, O Prophet of Allah, there is a fluid discharge for women. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hunna shaqa'iqur rijal. They are similar to men. Look at the different narrations and look at the details in that. Look what happened. فضحكت Salama وغطت وجهها. The wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed and covered her face. From this conversation that's going on in between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sulaim. And in another narration, إِذَا رَأَتْ إِحْدَاكُنَّ الْمَاءِ كَمَا يَرَاهُ الرَّجُلُ غَطَّتْ وَجْهَا فَقَالَتْ يَا سُلَيْمْ فَضَحْتِ النِّسَاءِ. She laughed and she covered her face and she said, O mother of Sulaim, you have exposed the secret of women. Yani what kind of, this is something that we don't talk about. And now it is, everyone knows it. To not talk about something like that, this is the habit of women because of shyness. They don't do that. Their need and their love for sexual need with their husbands is very strong. But their shyness prevents them from talking about it. So when she asked that, Sulaim said that you have revealed the secret of the woman. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَبِمَا يُشْبِهِ الْوَلَدِ. Look at her question. تَحْتَلِمُ الْمَرْأَةِ Salama. Salama strangely asked, she said, a woman dreams? And when the other woman asked, when the Prophet ﷺ said, if she sees the fluid, and when Salama said, she dreams, she sees the fluid, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, then how would the son come to look like his mom or his dad? That requires another talk, right? Do you get anything? Brothers, I think I need to go, we have to go a smaller, a lower level course, Islam and Sex 101. Here how it is. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, conversation, a woman, if she had a dream, does she have to make ghusl? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed her, if she sees fluid discharge, which means if she doesn't, then no, she doesn't. The same thing with a man. If you wake up in the morning and you see wetness, what do you do? And you don't remember a dream. What do? You make ghusl because there is a proof. You don't have to remember it. What if you remember a dream but there is no proof? You don't make the ghusl because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innamal ma' min al ma'." shower is because of the discharge. So he did the same thing to Sulaim. If you see the fluid. Now she was saying, do women have fluid? He said, yes, they are like men. So at the same time, Salama said, do women dream? What does that tell you? It tells you that not necessarily every woman dreams. Some don't, some do, but they are like men. The same thing, not every man dreams. At the same time, when they were not understanding the fluid discharge exists or it doesn't exist, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ affirmed it by saying, then how the child come to look like his mom or his dad? Meaning, yes, there is fluid, and this fluid is what determines the looks or the habits of the child. You want to talk about that? Tayyip. We'll explain that a little bit. There is a fluid discharge for the woman, just like the man when he or she reached the climax, whether it is in real sexual act or in a dream. إذا سبق ماء الرجل ماء المرأة خرج الولد يشبه العمومة. سبق. The word سبق. سبق means races. It also means overpower. It also means more. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, if the fluid of the male, the husband, faster or overwhelms or more than the fluid of the woman, then the child would look like his father and his uncles, father's side. إذا سبق ماء المرأة, if the fluid of the woman is more or more powerful or faster, then the boy would look like his mother and his mother's side, maybe his uncle from the mother's side and such. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu said, ماء الرجل غليظ أبيض وماء المرأة رقيق أصفر فأيهما سبق كان الشبه. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and remember when I talk, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are talking about the subject that some people see not appropriate. Look at the description, the details that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, the fluid of the male is white and thick, and the fluid of the female is thin and yellow. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whichever faster or more, then this how the child would look like. Now, faster to what? Faster to ar-rahim. Ar-rahim, faster to the womb of the mother. Whichever gets there first, that's one understanding of that, then that is how the boy would look like, the father or the mother. Or which one, or whichever one reaches the climax or the ejaculation first, that is the one the child will take the looks of that person. Or whichever one has more or larger quantities, then that is the one غلبة, يعني it is more. There's a different hadith, I did not have time to look for it. إذا على ماء الرجل ماء المرأة. على يعني غلب. إذا على, when the fluid of the man overcomes the fluid of the woman, يعني in quantity, it's a lot more than that, then the boy would come looking like his father and people from the side of his father. طيب, brothers, we know that Islam came for all nationalities, and we know that Islam deals with all levels, and we know Islam deals with all environments, and we know Islam deals with all generations, and we know Islam deals with all situations. So the rulings of Islam, it's not according to the taste of someone or the customs of some people or some countries. We should not limit the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal for us and gave us a space. We should not make the religion hard on people when there is easiness in it. We should not shy from things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger talked about. There are teachings, these are teachings, these are rulings, these are things that we must know and we understand. The more you know, the more you will find how beneficial this is and how important it is. Believe me, if you really deal with people, you would understand how important this subject is. And I know many people, I don't think that any ever really addressed it in details. And this is approximately, without exaggeration, more than 3 years collection of bits and pieces from here and there, a hadith and such, for this topic. And I'm just waiting, and I know how badly it is needed, but at the same time, you gotta deal with people gradually. You don't wanna just come and talk about things like that, because people are different. So, for all the brothers who are keen on understanding their religion, but at the same time, who act like they are loving this religion, but at the same time, they rush and they say haram and halal without knowledge or without understanding things, or simply because they are used to a certain lifestyle, or simply because to them it is disgusting or it is shameful or it is inappropriate. We are talking halal and haram. If you talk halal and haram, it's not how you like it or how you don't like it, what your how you were raised, not. It's halal, halal. What halal is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal, and what is haram is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram. Sexual lust. What is marriage in reality, in our own understanding? Marriage. Hibat al-shariq haqq al-tasallut ala jasadih wa al-tamattu' bihi kama sha' bihudud al-halal. When you get to get married, when two people get married, a man and a woman, this is like you are offering your body for the other person to use as they please within the limits of the Sharia. Isn't that what it is? This is basically what it is. This is halal. I mean, you're talking halal and haram. Now you cannot look, you cannot touch, you cannot. Once you get married, the body of the wife is for the man and the body of the man is for his wife. They can use any way they want within the limits of the Sharia. Sex is part of life. And it is one of the great elements in this life that no one can really give up. And it is the only way that it can be satisfied, because through marriage, because this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. And it is a right of the man on his wife and a right of the woman on her husband. And Al-Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah says, listen to this. النكاح بسبب دفع غائلة الشهوة مهم في الدين. Marriage, to get rid of the sexual lust or to satisfy the sexual lust, is very important in religion. فإن الشهوة إذا غلبت ولم تقاومها قوة التقوى جرت إلى اقتحام الفواحش وإليها أشار قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا تفعلوه تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير. He said, if this lust is not satisfied, and if this lust is not controlled by very great iman, strong iman, then it's going to take that person and make him fall into major sins and major haram, like zina. And that is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. If a man comes with good manners and with good religion and asks you for marriage, then offer him in marriage. If you don't, there will be great mischief, because these are the qualities that people have to look for: manners and religion. If you don't, then this righteous person, maybe he cannot control himself. Then what is he going to do? He's going to resort to the haram. And who is causing that? You are participating in that if you are not fulfilling that or helping that. Men, when you talk about sexual lust, men, like many other species, they enjoy a very strong sexual lust, a lot more stronger than a woman. That doesn't mean a woman doesn't have it, no, but it is more. One lady was asked a question. She is in her 90s. She was asked, متى تتوقف المرأة عن الحب, يعني عن الجنس, when does the woman stops sex? She's in her 90s. She said, اسألوا من هو أكبر مني سنا. Ask someone older than me. If she says that, you can imagine men. Listen to the question, to a piece of information. كل سنتيمتر مكعب من السائل المنوي عند الرجل يحتوي على 60 مليون حيوان منوي. Each cubic centimeter of semen for the male has 60 million sperms. Because the man, basically, when he ejaculates, it is 3 to 4 centimeter, a cubic centimeter, in every sexual relationship. And he is capable of doing that 2 to 5 times in one day. That's bad news, right? Huh? Bad news for you, brother. Not for. Yeah, these are just like what Umm Salama radiallahu anha said. She said, you have exposed the secret, and there is another secret here. So if all men are going to be held accountable for this, this is a problem. Listen to this hadith. This is an awesome hadith of a companion, Salama ibn Sakhr al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Look what he said. He said, كنت رجلا قد أتيت من جماع النساء ما لم يؤت غيري. He said, I was a man that I love to sleep with my wife so much that I don't think any man can do that as much as I do or as much as I like it. فلما دخل رمضان تظاهرت من امرأتي حتى ينسلخ رمضان فرقا. تخليكم يا بعدين. He said, when the month of Ramadan came, I made dhihar with my wife. يعني I said, أنت علي كظهر أمي. يعني basically, he forbade himself, made his wife haram for him. Okay, for the month of Ramadan. Why? Listen to this. Because فرقد من أن أصيب منها في ليلتي. Listen. فأتتابع في ذلك إلى أن يدركني النهار وأنا لا أقدر أن أنزع. He said, I did that because I was afraid to sleep with my wife at night, and I continue on doing it, and then Fajr rises and I cannot stop. Do we have men? فبينما هي تخدمني ذات ليلة إذ تكشف لي منها شيء فوثبت عليها وفي رواية فلم ألبث أن نزوت عليها. He said, one night when she was serving me, part of her body got exposed by accident. He said, I jumped on her. In different narrations, it's part of her body. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحْتُ غَدَوْتُ عَلَى قَوْمِ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُمْ خَبَرِي.
He said, in the morning I went to my people and I told them, look at this, went to his people and told them.
Imagine if someone comes and says that to his friends or something, you would just probably think that this person is out of his mind. He told them why?
Because this is a sin, a major sin. And the companions fear the sins, even though it's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can do istighfar, but they like to purify themselves. He went to his people, he said,
انطلقوا معي إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Come with me, I want to go tell the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم what I did. I made dhihar and then I slept with her. So I broke my word. There's a punishment. I want to know what that is and I want to get it. Look what they said. والله لا نفعل. By Allah, we're not going to do that. We don't want to go there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals something on us. Or Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says something about us and people would be reading about us until the day of judgment. And they're fearing that there might, he did something bad and they will be part in it when they go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
قالوا له اصنع ما بدا لك.
Do whatever you like to do.
فخرجت فأتيت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He wants to clean himself. He said, I went and I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
أخبرته خبري. قال أنت بذاك,
أي أنت العالم بذلك أو العامل بذلك. He told him, you are the one who did it. قال أنا بذاك, يعني I am the one here, is the one who did it. Then he told him, أنت بذاك, are you the one? I am the one. Are you the man? I am the one. Are you the one? Four times. Then he added, وها أنا ذا فامض في حكم الله فإني صابر. He said, I am here, go ahead and do whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will be patient in taking the punishment.
Subhanallah, this is awesome when you think about sinning, how the companions radiallahu anhum.
He said, well, another companion came one time to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I took a woman in the garden and I kissed her and I hugged her and I held her and I did everything except I did not sleep with her. And then he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani he told him, do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, yani punish me. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him not to, he told him nothing basically because he did not know the answer. He waited for the revelation, then he called the man and he said, رُدُّوهُ عَلَيْهِ, bring him back. And he said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Establish the prayers, five daily prayers, because good deed erases bad deeds. This is for minor sins. As we know that the five daily prayers erases minor sins when the person does them, and this is the proof for that, the hadith and the ayah. So here's a man, slept with his wife, he made dhihar with her, and he still slept with her, standing before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the judgment. Number one, he said, "Atiq raqada," free a slave. So he went like this, "Wallahi la amlik ghayraha," O Prophet of Allah, this is the only neck I have. See, raqaba in Arabic means neck, but it means a slave. So he told him, this is the only neck that I have. Yani, I don't have slaves. I am broke. I don't have anything to free. So he said, sum shahrayn. Then fast 2 months. He said, ya Rasulullah, wa hal asabani ma asabani illa siyam. He said, oh Prophet of Allah, what got me in this mess but fasting? He did what he did because he wants to fast. He cannot stay away from his wife during the month of Ramadan. So he said, At'im 60 miskin, feed 60 poor people. He said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَقَدْ بِتْنَا لَيْلَتَنَا هَذِهِ وَحْشًا. By Allah, the one who has sent you with the truth, me and my wife slept today hungry, no food. That's also hungry.
قال اذهب إلى صاحب صدقة ابن أو صدقة بني زرائق.
Go to the people. He sent him back to the same people that they told him were not going to come with you.
He said, take their charity and feed the 60 people from it and eat from it, you and your wife.
Look at the easiness in Islam. Look at the person when he submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He was coming fearing the punishment. They refused to come with him because of that. They did not help him. He went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead of punishing him, he went home with food.
So he went to the people and he said, to those people, he told them, وَجَدْتُ عِنْدَكُمُ الضِّيقِ وَسُوءِ الرَّأِيِ وَوَجَدْتُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ السَّعَ وَالْبَرَكَةِ.
He said, with you, I have the bad opinion and the hardship. When I went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have the best opinion and I have more easiness and my life is much better. What brought this subject? Let's go back to the same topic. When we're talking about the sexual lust for the male, if you have that great amount of semen for the male, and the ability 2 to 5 times a day, if this were not to be discharged in the proper way, it's going to make the person irritable, it's going to harm his body, and the woman who really loves her husband and understands those information, she would be more than helpful in helping her husband satisfy this lust, and this is something that turns him away from thinking about other things or other committing haram and falling in that. Number one, it will increase his love to her. Number two, she will be rewarded because she is helping her husband stay away from haram. Number three, it is a guarantee that her husband is not going to deviate away because he is sexually satisfied. Now, most people who talk about second wife, in reality, why they talk about second wife? They're not really pleased with their wife, whether they say it or they don't say it. Now, if the woman understands that, she knows how to shut her husband up. In reality, because usually people who talk about that, they have that desire. If that desire is fulfilled and maybe over fulfilled, and that can be done, then the person would not be, I guarantee you he would not be even mentioning it. We'll leave talking about the sexual desire when it comes to the wife until next time. But I'll give you one thing here before we leave. One lady, she put an ad in the classified, husband wanted. The next day, she received 100 letters. They all said the same thing. You can have mine. Did you get it why? You're laughing, but I don't think you understand why. I'm going to give you another one, quick. At a party, maybe with those things they have, and I don't have them here just for you to smile. I want you to understand what the point behind it. The second one, explain a little bit. At a party, one woman said to another, aren't you wearing your wedding ring in the wrong finger? She said, yes, unfortunately I am, because I married the wrong man. Wrong man in what respect? I leave it for you until next time, inshallah. For the meantime, if you want to listen, you go to sunnahfollowers.net. If you want to hear again, you go to imamhasankhalil.wordpress.com. My email, imam@centermasjid.org.
Sheikh, last week you told that... Yeah. Last week you told that Jabir bin Abdullah got seven daughters, like he got seven sisters. Like there is a hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah that he got seven.
Oh, I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, I made a mistake last week. I said about Jabir bin Abdullah. I said he has seven daughters when he married a woman who has been married before. I meant sisters, not daughters. He did not have daughters. He had sisters, and he needed some woman who can take care of him. Jazakallahu khairan for the person who had caught that. Any questions?
You were saying that for every individual, it just depends on about the wet dream. Some people have no wet dreams. Some people might have a lot. Does that hint that having wet dreams more often means, does that mean for the individual person, does that mean they have more sexual desire or no?
Yes. Having more wet dreams, that is definitely means that they have more sexual desire, because this is the amount of the semen that accumulates, and this has to be discharged, and that's why you have the wet dream, because if it stays in the body, it harms the body. So usually, if the person doesn't have wet dreams, if he's married, he's not gonna need. He's not.
Can a woman say no to her husband if she is sick?
Yeah. We'll talk about that, inshallah. Everything has limits. She can, but all of that stuff is coming up, inshallah.
Okay. My husband wants to know, is it permissible to shower ghusl completely naked?
Yes, you can. It helps.
Is it normal for a man?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it normal for a man to discharge in his sleep without having relations with his wife? Is it okay?
Normal to what?
Is it normal to a man to discharge in his sleep without having relations with his wife?
Yes, it's very normal.
Is it permissible for a woman to have sex while she is pregnant if the doctor says okay?
Yes, it is. As long as there is no harm. If the doctor says there is harm, then this harm has to be weighed.
That's it.
This is still introduction. We got just a little bit. I mean, the topic is, we'll get inshallah more and more. So if you have any questions, inshallah, you can email or you can save them until next time. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.